Nick Bryant writes, Confessions from Correspondent Land, The Dangers and Delights of Life as a Foreign Correspondent. You know, when people look into the future, a lot of them say, look out for China. You know, that's where it's going to be at. But what about India as an emerging economic power? What's your prediction in the future with a world of a billion Indians who are coming into their own economically?
Well, they're starting the whole process of reform about a decade after China. China got off to a head start. As I said earlier, there's the problem of illiteracy in the countryside, which is a problem that China doesn't have. I mean, there's also people who think that China's authoritarianism actually is a great advantage. You know, the fact that China's leaders can basically decide what to do without any kind of democratic backlash. One of the big problems in India, of course, is a kind of impoverished politics. I mean, the parliament is full of people who've got criminal backgrounds. Some of them run for office from their prison cells. I mean, it's extraordinary politics in India, very messy politics. It doesn't work particularly well. And often people think that, you know, it is the world's biggest democracy, but its democracy is actually holding it back in some ways. I mean, it's a sort of ugly argument to make in many ways, isn't it? It doesn't go with our kind of Western way of thinking, but certainly it's an argument that is being made in that region, as these two great emerging countries sort of vie. But at the moment, it's going to be hard to catch up with China because obviously their infrastructure is, in so many ways, is so advanced.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in India, it's the only place I've ever done this, but I just had a personal law. I'm going to get into local news and politics, in part because the press there is in English. And isn't there an Indian magazine that's sort of the equivalent of Time or Newsweek?
Yeah, there's a magazine called Outlook, yeah. I mean, one of the things that India does have going for it, obviously, is the prevalence of the English language, and that's enabled it to have this wonderful sort of outsourcing success.
Yeah, and as travelers, we can get up to speed in India just by reading the local press.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun reading the local press.
It really is. I enjoyed getting caught up in Indian politics, and I imagine for you as a correspondent, it was a great place to work from. We've been talking about Confessions from Correspondent Land. This is the book Nick Bryant has written after decades of working for the BBC as a foreign correspondent. Nick, thanks so much and good luck with your work.
Rick, many thanks. It's been my pleasure.